Person County is home to one of the largest installations of solar panels in the entire state. Located just off Highway 15501, the installation is hard to miss. It's made up of 3,400 huge solar panels that face the sun.
Come inside the gate here.
Richard Hartgrader is the CEO of Carolina Solar Energy, which installed the panels last year.
Yeah, we have to have a gate and a fence around it because it's this high voltage electricity. And also there's a lot of value here in the solar panels. We don't want anybody walking away with them.
Hartgrader's company built this project in only 10 weeks last fall after 2 years of planning. Although he started this company a few years ago, Hartgrader has worked on renewable energy projects for decades. For 20 years, he and his wife had a well-known construction company that built solar homes.
My interest was in both clean energy, lowering carbon, and dealing with the tremendous problem we have with climate change. I have two daughters, and my big emphasis is leaving them and my grandchildren a world that isn't compromised by what we're doing now.
That's why Hartgrader works building solar installations these days. This one generates enough electricity to power about 100 homes per year. The power generated here is sold to Progress Energy and goes right back into the grid. In recent years, it has become much more affordable to install solar panels like this. Still, Hartgrader says this is one of only a handful of installations in the state.
We're not generating 24/7, but we are generating very valuable peak electricity. So I think we should be building as much as we can, and that's not the case right now.
It is strange that in a Sunbelt state like this one, there aren't more solar installations. North Carolina gets less than 2% of its energy from renewable sources. Meanwhile, states like California and Colorado are using much more locally produced solar energy. Ivan Erlaub is with the North Carolina Sustainable Energy Association, a nonprofit group that works to increase the public's understanding of renewable energy sources. Erlaub says many people don't understand how solar energy works, but that's not the main problem.
I don't think that people's lack of understanding of solar and wind is a barrier to its use as much as our policy and regulation at the state level and how our electric utilities perceive the usefulness of wind and solar. That seems to be the greatest barrier to really scaling up its use.
Here in North Carolina, the state's utility commission determines how much developers get paid per hour for the electricity they generate. Sustainable energy advocates say it's too low. And utilities get to determine exactly how much electricity they buy from individual developers like Richard Hartgrader and therefore control the market. Utilities like Progress Energy say they would like to use more solar energy, but that can't happen overnight. Mike Hughes is a spokesman for Progress.
By definition, it has to be an incremental change unless and until the regulatory framework changes. And there's not much momentum for the regulatory framework to change that dramatically, that quickly, because people value 24/7 electricity reliability.
Many utility companies are wary of expanding their use of solar energy simply because it can't be produced when the sun goes down. But renewable energy advocates say reliability isn't the problem many utilities would like consumers to believe. Right now, this state uses such a tiny amount of solar energy that it gets used up almost as soon as it's made. Other countries that do rely on larger amounts of solar energy simply turn to other energy sources when it's dark. A few months ago, a representative of Progress Energy reportedly told middle schoolers in a presentation in Chapel Hill that solar wasn't sustainable enough to use on a large scale. But children of state policymakers and local entrepreneurs were in that class, including the son of Marcus Wilhelm.
He just came home and he said, "Daddy, if you had been in school today, you would have been very, very angry."
Wilhelm started a company last year called Solar Tech South. It sells solar panels to everyone from developers to individual homeowners. Wilhelm also belongs to the state's Energy Policy Council, a diverse group of people who advise the governor on policy matters. He regularly sits at the same table with members of the Utility Commission, Progress Energy, and Duke Energy.
I believe the only way we as an industry, renewables, will succeed is by working with the utilities. Not against the utilities. They are not the enemy. They are the solution of the whole thing. The Utilities Commission is trying to be supportive. And I don't believe in painting this whole thing black or white.
Before coming to North Carolina, Wilhelm worked for years in the publishing industry, where he had to work hard to gain consensus among many groups to help his business succeed. He says the same thing needs to happen here with solar energy. And until it does, a great source of energy will continue to be underutilized. Again, Ivan Erlaub of the North Carolina Sustainable Energy Association.
We know from the real measured experience of nations around the world and other states in the United States that we could increase our use of renewable energy and energy efficiency fivefold with no problems right now, with no additional technological innovations, no new research and development. We can just use what we already have out there in the marketplace.
Erlaub says the state could be a leader both in its use of locally produced solar energy and in developing products and services for consumers. More renewable companies would mean more jobs for the state, but that has been slow to happen. Jessica Jones, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.